All options are on the table for the state budget, as lawmakers will have $2 billion less to spend than previously expected. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the state revenue forecast unveiled Wednesday is the worst since at least the Great Recession.
National economic uncertainty is driving the sharp decline in projected tax revenue, $2.4 billion less over a three-year period than what was expected just 4 months ago. Senate Budget Architect Ryan Mishler says these numbers scare him a lot more than during the Great Recession.
Back then, if you remember, we had federal money to backfill it. We don't have any federal money to backfill it. This is all on us.
Lawmakers say all options are on the table, from budget cuts to increasing some taxes, like those on cigarettes or alcohol. Democratic Representative Greg Porter says K-12 education should be spared from the chopping block.
I mean, we don't have a good education system, et cetera. People are not going to come here and live. We have to create a pipeline of development.
Lawmakers intend to finalize the budget within the next 2 weeks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.